The Department of Veterans Affairs is building a special ops team of acquisition experts. One of those experts is Ford Hurd, the Associate Deputy Assistant Secretary for Procurement Policy, Systems, and Oversight at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and he will join us in just a moment. My colleague Jason Miller is here, and we are continuing with our annual look at the executives who lead the federal government and getting insights from them. And today, of course, with someone of Ford's expertise, we're happy to introduce the results of our Chief Acquisition Officer survey. Jason, give me some sense of context here, the scope of this, and the kinds of things we wanted to know this time around.
Well, this is actually, I think, the third time we've asked the chief acquisition officers, the deputy CAOs, and what we call now other senior level procurement executives, what their priorities are. We looked at priorities, challenges. We delved into things like strategic sourcing. We delved into to so many other shared services. And really the goal here was just to kind of get a lay of the land. What are you thinking about? What is your biggest challenge? I mean, last year was all about the budget, sequestration, how are you preparing for a government shutdown? This year, with the budget really kind of taken care of, now we can look at priorities. And I think there's a lot of them out there. And just a real quick recap, we heard from about 19 different chief acquisition officers, CAOs, deputy CAOs. And we was a good split between cabinet level and small and large agencies. And then it was also a good split between all the different levels of acquisition professionals, meaning we got about 5 CAOs, 3 deputy CAOs, and about 10 other senior level acquisition managers. So I think we got a good cross section of the universe, a good different viewpoint, I mean, in terms of the very highest level and work their way down. And then Mr. Hurd's going to join us in just a second to really give us some analysis from VA's perspective.
Ford, Jason laid out the parameters of what's going on here in the acquisition community, the kind of folks that we talked to. The first question that we asked you and your colleagues to answer was pretty straightforward. It was about priorities for this calendar year. And I wonder if you were surprised that workforce training and keeping the good folks that you have were the top priorities for you and your colleagues this year.
You know, that's a great question, and I'm not surprised that the majority of folks really are focusing on training and professionalizing the acquisition workforce, not only in the VA, but throughout the federal government. And it happens to be one of our top priorities in preparing and shaping the enterprise and the staff offices for the implementation of a new program in the VA called the Acquisition Core and the Acquisition Program Management Framework. And we're establishing a professional acquisition core in order to provide the benefits to the VA by having a very specified cadre of highly qualified contracting officers and program managers who have a demonstrated history of high performance and are qualified to lead VA's most critical and high visibility programs and procurements. And from a VA perspective, you know, we are basically a soup to nuts organization as far as what is being procured in VA. Not only is it IT, not only is it high professional quality healthcare services, but all the facility management requirements that any one of our healthcare activities would utilize. So what we're actually doing is building this acquisition core to really benefit veterans, the services that we offer, and the opportunities for our employees, the acquisition professionals, to advance and receive training that they would not normally get under past circumstances. And so we have an Office of Management and Budget A123 mandate, Services Acquisition Reform Act, SARA. And this initiative will help us ensure that we're in full compliance and that we have the ability for our chief acquisition officer through a new acquisition governance structure to oversee acquisition programs across the enterprise.
You have a secret weapon as you build this core, that you have a terrific acquisition academy. I've talked to Melissa Starinsky on the show a number of times about the work that she's doing up in Frederick leading this. But, I mean, that's something that agencies across government are not only trying to get their people in, but they're trying to steal your idea.
In fact, you hit it on the head. The VA Acquisition Academy is really the cornerstone for any of our professional activities. It is the initial area for all of our contract professionals to come through and develop their careers.
How are you and your team inside the agency involved in working together with Melissa to make sure that they're, the people that are there have the skills that they need, that when they come to HQ or they go out in the field somewhere, that they're able to do things the I guess I'm using air quotes now, the VA way.
Sure, and I've got to tell you, Melissa's a peer of mine. We both report to the Deputy Senior Procurement Executive, Jan Fry, and so we are meeting on a routine basis together, not only face-to-face two or three times a month, but we're also tied together with very critical programs that we're trying to implement. There's a number of areas that we see in our performance, problem areas that we are able to just turn around and dovetail into our training curriculum so that we can pass that information and knowledge on to the acquisition workforce.
This is Jason. Mr. Hurd, one of the things you talked about was a new program to professionalize the acquisition workforce. We've heard that time and again over the years, to professionalize. Talk a little bit about what that means to you guys at VA in terms of professionalization of acquisition workers.
Sure. And the acquisition career field is a professional acquisition career category. We look at people with the necessary experience, education, and knowledge that basically spend $17.5 billion worth of spend on an annual basis for the VA. So, we look at acquisition as a team sport. You know, our acquisition professionals are tied together with our program office, Office of Small Business, and are about solutions, creative solutions to achieve VA mission as from the vantage point of contracting.
It's interesting because over the years, there's been attempts to really professionalized acquisition workforce, and a few agencies, I think DOD is one of them as well, has really kind of come out ahead of it. This new program that you're talking about, the core, is this something that's been going on for several weeks, several months, and how many people have gone through it? Just give us a little bit more background.
We're getting ready to kick it off. I mean, this goes back probably within the last year or so to get our hands around not only the contracting career field, but also the program management career field. Those individuals that are successfully going through FAC program project management up at our VA Acquisition Academy in Frederick, Maryland, as well as our contracting 1102 contracting workforce that are going through Federal Acquisition Certificate in contracting. The intent here is to identify those high achievers, together with the programs and contracts that they will be managing for the VA, and bring them together in a more specialized arena in this acquisition core, and indicate and dedicate those positions that are worthy or warranted to be in the acquisition core. And so they will work together in what we call the acquisition program management framework that will, not only get to the end of the goalpost or the goal line, but be successful in implementing programs and projects.
Fort Hurd of the Department of Veterans Affairs is my guest, talking to Jason Miller and I about our annual Chief Acquisition Officers Survey. Ford, we asked you and your colleagues about challenges, and I don't think anybody was surprised that budget reductions and limiting training was number one. I was surprised, I have to say, that bid protests from unsuccessful vendors and congressional involvement in my acquisitions were almost at the very bottoms of the list. Did that surprise you at all?
Perhaps. And the only reason I'm saying perhaps is that from a VA perspective, from a budget perspective, we've been very fortunate as a department to give those necessary services and benefits to our veterans. And we've also had a real strong commitment from within our own organization to provide that training back to our acquisition workforce. And the reason why I said perhaps is that, unfortunately, for a number of other civilian agencies, they did not have those benefits like we did. And I do know that they struggle, and I know that the Chief Acquisition Officer Council has had numerous discussions on their inability to get the training performed. But from our vantage point, from a Department of Veteran Affairs vantage point, we've been very supportive, and we've seen a lot of improvements in the type of training services that we've been able to provide to our cadre of contracting officers.
Ford, strategic sourcing has been around for a long time in the federal government. The Office of Management and Budget putting an emphasis on it about 2 years ago. And of the choices in our survey, the result that got the most response was there's a time and place for this approach to buying. Now, what I derive from that is that people aren't quite ready to commit to it whole hog. Am I interpreting that result correctly, do you think?
Well, yeah, that's a, you know, it's a good question, and I'm sure that there's probably a number of interpretations that someone could give on that. But as soon as you said that, what stuck out to me is that not all strategic sourcing initiatives would meet the department or the agency's goals, and there are instances where looking at very specific requirements, they may not be practical for strategic sourcing. But from a very strategic standpoint, it's an excellent approach for obtaining many of the products and services. So it's not all or none. I think that from a VA perspective, we have a tremendous amount of experience, being a strategic buyer, one of those areas primarily is in the arena of pharmaceuticals. Another one is high-tech medical equipment. These are areas where we have a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge, and been able to deploy our ability to purchase or leverage our buy, across those commodities. But we also are a tremendous leader, I believe, in the federal government. We are participating with OFPP's Office of Federal Procurement Policies initiatives, and we are a major consumer of those initiatives that have been done for the federal government. And one of the big reasons is because we're a big buyer, probably one of the top seven buyers in the federal government. And so we also have that ability to leverage our buying capability where other agencies can take advantage of that too.
Ford Hurd of the Department of Veterans Affairs, our guest on the radio now and joining us in an online chat with my colleague Jason Miller in just a few moments.
When you talk about strategic sourcing, one of the big concerns is small business, and VA has been a very big supporter of veteran-owned small businesses, without a doubt. I think you guys are the only ones across government to ever meet your goal under the veteran-owned small business program. Give me a sense, how do you make that balance work?
Well, one thing I do want to say is that we enthusiastically support small business, and especially service-disabled veteran-owned small business, as well as our own VA category for veteran-owned small businesses. And so, we talked earlier that acquisition is a team sport, and when we make these, decisions to be a strategic buyer for a particular commodity or service, we're not doing it in a vacuum. We work collaboratively with the end users, the customers of the department, and then we also work very closely with our Office of Small Business Utilization, who is a very instrumental partner in helping us determine the pulse of the marketplace. So you can see our goal achievement, but you have to understand too, from our perspective, that we do collaborate in great depth when we make these decisions to strategic source.
One of the other issues we got some feedback on was suspension and debarment. Tell me how VA is using S&D and how much of a concern bid protests are, because as I mentioned earlier, they didn't show up very high on people's lists of concerns in this survey.
Yeah, I'd like to take the suspension and debarment piece first. And, statistically, over the last, and since 2013, and between 2011 and 2013, we've seen a 223% increase in just that two-year period. And that's a lot. And, we take our authority very seriously. In fact, VA also has a unique authority for fraud in the service-disabled veteran and small business and veteran-owned small business program as well. And that probably is one of those areas where we're seeing those increases. But it's important to us that we look at vendors' responsibility very closely. And we treat this program very seriously and also use it really to educate our contracting workforce on some of the areas where we're seeing these problems be developed throughout VA acquisition. With regard to bid protests, I don't have those numbers for you today, but we learn quite a bit from bid protests, and we take them very seriously. When we start seeing as decentralized is as the VA acquisition program is, it's a very decentralized organization element. And what we do is we see trends. We see trends in areas of what's causing bid protests, and we use those and help educate and teach to our acquisition professionals where problems may lay. And so we do see periodically commonalities that we treat, turn it around and provide it in an education form, and make sure that the workforce is extremely well aware of it. We may see issues that are relevant, perhaps one off, perhaps issues that we're not providing appropriate competition. In all cases, we take them very seriously and we deal with them appropriately.
Ford, normally this would be the time where I would say any final thoughts, but you don't actually have to do final thoughts because you're about ready to go to our online chat. So we're just going to move you from the radio to the federalnewsradio.com and you can continue the conversation there. But other things that our radio listeners should think about or know about what you're doing in acquisition of VA?
Yes, we're always looking. I'm going to put a plug in. We're always looking for good people, and as our programs grow, as our demands grow for services to our veterans, we are always looking for new 1102s, program managers who want to join this VA team and really be a part of a special mission in the federal government. I've had 38 years in the department dedicated solely to veteran programs, and this is one area where I believe our contracting workforce feels very strong and passionate about is the true mission that the VA offers.
Well, Ford, thank you very much for looking over the results of our Chief Acquisition Officer survey with us. Congratulations on the work you're doing at VA, and thanks for your time today.
Hey, really appreciate it, Francis. Thank you.
Ford Hurd is Associate Deputy Assistant Secretary.